He's been a lead investigator in some of the country's most notorious cases, including the disappearance of three-year-old William Tyrrell. But now former Detective Gary Jubelin is facing his own legal battle. The 57-year-old, who also worked on the Bowraville murders, is expected to face four charges related to alleged breaches of the Surveillance Devices Act. The news of the charges comes after Mr. Jubelin quit the New South Wales Police Force last month. For more on this, I spoke to the ABC's Jessica Kidd, who's covered the William Tyrrell disappearance as well as other cases that Gary Jubelin investigated.
Sarah, these allegations arose several months ago when an anonymous tip-off was made to the New South Wales Law Enforcement Conduct Commission. Now, that tip-off made allegations that Detective Chief Inspector Gary Jubelin recorded someone without a warrant on his mobile phone and also allegations around staff management complaints. Now, at the time that this tip-off was made and these allegations became public, Detective Chief Inspector Gary Jubelin strongly denied them. Well, fast forward till now, and we've had confirmation from the New South Wales Police Force that he is being charged with four offences under the Surveillance Devices Act, and this follows that complaint made originally to the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission. Now, they are serious charges, but as I've said, he has previously denied the allegations, and he'll appear on the charges at the Downing Centre Local Court at the end of July.
And there'll be a lot of attention on that. Gary Jubelin is, of course, a very high-profile, decorated policeman who's been right at the centre of some massive cases. Can you give us a bit of a snapshot of his career in the force?
Yeah, well, as you say, I mean, he is a veteran of the New South Wales Homicide Squad. He has been in that squad for more than 20 years, and he's worked on some of the most complex and high-profile cases in New South Wales criminal history. The biggest one is the disappearance of William Tyrrell, that little boy who went missing from his grandmother's front garden on the New South Wales mid-north coast. That case has just been a mammoth undertaking for police. There's been hundreds of persons of interest, thousands of interviews conducted, thousands of pieces of evidence, thousands of tip-offs from the public, and this team of investigators led by Gary Jubelin has been sifting through that, trying to find leads. And that's started going through the coronial process now in New South Wales, but it's an indication of the calibre of Gary Jubelin as a detective that he was the lead investigator on such a complex case. He was also one of the original investigators on the Bowraville Aboriginal child murders case from the 1990s. Now, that's been another very high-profile case where three Aboriginal children were murdered or disappeared from the Bowraville Aboriginal Mission on the New South Wales mid-north coast. He has been a very big supporter of those families seeking a retrial through the New South Wales Court of Criminal Appeal in that case. And he actually went into uncharted legal waters with that case because up until that Bowraville case went back to the Court of Criminal Appeal recently in 2017, the New South Wales double jeopardy laws hadn't been tested. So that case ultimately wasn't cleared to proceed to a retrial, but it's an indication of the fact that Gary Jubelin has been leading some of the most complex legal cases in our history. Another interesting case he worked on was the death of Matthew Leveson. This was a young man who was presumed dead, whose body had never been found. His partner at the time was considered a suspect in that case, but no charges were ever laid in relation to that. Gary Jubelin led that case through a coronial process where through some legal manoeuvring and a legal deal for immunity saw Matthew Leveson's partner reveal the location of his remains in the Royal National Park south of Sydney. So after more than 10 years, Matthew Leveson's parents finally got to know the location of their son's remains and were able to bury him and farewell him properly. So some very high profile cases. He's also covered what you would consider some of the grimiest drug cases in southwest Sydney, very intricate cases around drug dealing and murders related to that. So this will be a very significant loss of experience for the Homicide Squad, legal experience and criminal experience.
Reporter Jessica Kidd.